This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Guten Tag. I am seeing this very kinky woman, originally from Kanturk, who has a fetish for Bond villains. All I have to do is stroke her pussy and say, "We meet again," in my German accent, and she is shouting, oh lads, stop the lights," in a fit of sexual ecstasy. It is her cat called Mint Lol Together that I am stroking. Before you fire off an email of complaint to the bishop, okay, yeah? I have developed feelings for her and would like to do something more romantic than tying her to the bed and pretending to cut her in two with my huge laser. This is not a double entendre. So again I say, relax the cacks with the bishop emails. Do you know where would be a good place for us to have a date in these strange times? Jürgen, Melancholic und Berlin.
Level 5 is tricky, all right. My Connor came in last night and said, "I'd love to do something romantic." I said, "So would I, but it's not a runner now. They've stopped sending you out of town on business." We're back in counselling. Zoom.
It's getting anxious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who don't want you in their social bubble. When I messaged Cleena underscore two sons in prayers and asked her if she'd like to form a bubble with me for the next 6 weeks, she replied, "Oh, too late, hon. Fifi underscore White Range Rover asked first. Not say no to her. She's a hot tub you can see from space." So then I tried Erica underscore Californian accent and she said, "Saws babes holding out for Cleena underscore Rich's bitches. Infinity pool in her pad, like totally wow." I panicked then and I tried Fiona underscore surprisingly modest, even though her mother lives in Ballyvihan. But her reply was, "Saws girl bubbled up with Sonia underscore Cork's Nigella Lawson because she's the only one of us who knows how to cook." So is there an app where I can find a bubble buddy until December? No norries or colchis now, please. Jenny, Douglas Road.
Remember when a bubble buddy was someone who'd take a naked photo of herself in the Fountain Grand Parade after helping you to polish off a magnum of champagne? Great times. I hear the HSE are bringing out an app to help people find a bubble. It operates for 2 weeks and then you get a text message saying it's overloaded, so please do the work yourself. Hashtag contact tracings.
Hello, Old Rock. I presume it's a war zone above in Cork, where all the people who didn't have the wherewithal to abandon ship and decamp to their enormous holiday homes in Glendore for the next 6 weeks. I'm telling you, it was like Casablanca on the Black Rock Road on Wednesday, the Nazis approaching the edge of Paris, and all of us piling into our limited edition Range Rovers to escape before the 5K restrictions came in, and we ended up trapped in the city with all the Norries. Now, I'm not comparing the Nazis to the Northsiders. That wouldn't be fair to the Nazis, says you. The only problem is, we're down here now, and there just aren't enough servants to go around. Bunty Harrington's gaff ended up getting flooded because his old doll couldn't figure out how to work the washing machine. Do you know, is there anywhere we could hire some help? Reggie, Glendore, and the Blackrock Road.
I asked my posh cousin how she finds her staff. She said, "I usually start down by the swimming pool. That's where they go to bitch about the way I get them to courtesy when I walk into the room." Hashtag notions.
Hello, it's Rosaline here again from the lucky side of the Cork-Kerry border in Ballydesmond. Didn't I get a text from my boyfriend on the Kerry side last night saying that he'd tested positive for the old COVID? I should go and get a test myself and we'd need to keep away from each other for 14 days, like. Didn't I ring him there and then and say, "You must think I'm as thick as the man from Kenmare. Sure, it's the HSE's job to get in touch with contacts. I suppose your bit of meat is there with you now, laughing down her angular Kerry nose at me." Didn't he rear up at me and say, "Yerry, yerry, you're mad even by Cork standards. It's on the news and everything." And he hung up and I miss him so much because he can do this thing with his tongue. So, like, is he spinning a yarn about texting your contacts? Rosaline, Ballydesmond, County Cork.
It's true. Posh cousin said, "Imagine going through your phone contacts to let people know they might have been exposed to contagious disease." I said that happened to me all the time in college. Hashtag itchy.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.